Yeah, Grease is the word to start us off here on a Thursday morning, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. But of course, today, another day when PJ is off doing his thing in Cork, off being a young offender of sorts. And Magic Mike has stepped into the breach once again. Morning to you, Michael.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
Not too bad. What's your story this morning?
Not a huge story now, I have to say. Didn't do a huge amount yesterday. Went playing football last night, so I'm a little sore, so it's going to be a lot of...
The old football, eh? The old over 35s.
Yeah, over 35s, I know, yeah. Everyone's in pain. And that's all we talk about every week as well, is how much in pain we are and how to solve it.
You all get together and discuss your various aches from the previous week.
Pretty much, yeah. I can't get the hang of it at all. Like, I'm back playing
after... Is it full 11-a-side or...?
No, it's 6-a-side last night, so it's AstroTurf. So,
oh, it's true. Is it just whoever shows up?
Well, there's a WhatsApp group, so you know who's going to show up beforehand. Right. So there's always kind of dicing up with teams or whatever. So it's quite competitive, but the problem is, obviously, AstroTurf is... You never stop, like.
Yeah.
So it's an hour and a half almost. So it's good. God, it's good fun, but I'm in pain.
Super fit. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008. As I say, PJ is off again today. He's filming in Cork. Back with us tomorrow, but Magic Mike is going to take care of business. English John is with us as well. Good tune to start us off. That it's hard to believe that Grease song is the 70s.
Yeah, mad, isn't it? Great
tune.
Do you
remember, where did you... Because, like, you'd be, you know... Being only just barely over 35, only eligible to play in the football.
Yeah.
Do you remember where you first saw Grease?
Do you know, I can't. No, I can't
have
say.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have seen Grease.
Right, yeah.
I have seen Grease.
But you'd never have seen it as a cinema release, obviously.
No, Jim.
Because it was like donkey's years before you were born.
I was a good few years before I was born. When was Grease out here?
Well, that was 78, that song.
78, yeah. 78. I was a few years off living.
A good few years off.
Yeah, but I do remember seeing it and loving it. I can't remember it being a massive moment in my life.
Yeah, I assume it must have been on the telly loads and loads of times.
Yeah,
it's always been rolled out, isn't it?
It is, yeah, usually at Christmas and stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Anyway, Mary was enjoying that. Good to hear a bit of the 70s now and again, absolutely. And 087-188-0008 if you do want to give us a shout. Morning to Jim and Mike coming in from Margaret. Also, morning lads, no sleep last night. Went to see Hobbs and Shaw, jam-packed action. Roll on Thursday, said Derek the taxi driver. God, Hobbs and Shaw, that's that Fast and Furious thing, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
That's The Rock and Jason Statham.
Okay, so it's the cinema.
I think I'm going to make Jason Statham my my role model.
Yeah, he's a good dude, all right.
Think?
Yeah. He's
50-odd and he's in phenomenal nick.
Yeah, that's why you guys... You're in good nick now yourself, Jim.
You know what I'm saying? I'll make him a role model.
He's into martial arts and everything, isn't he?
Yeah, I mightn't go that far.
I do have
a certain kind of reluctance to pain. You know what I mean?
True, I don't blame you there, actually, to be fair.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm not great with people kicking me and all that. And punching me and stuff. I know in theory you're meant to kick and punch back, but I'm not really great at that bit either.
Yeah, I'm not into confrontation. So,
yeah, I wouldn't be a conflict kind of bloke. But anyway, Derek, thanks for that. Also, English Ian checking in this morning as well. Trish from Lusk and, of course, Amanda and our ever-present pain in the leg.
Oh, Amanda with the sciatica, is it?
That's the one.
Okay, here we are,
checking in for a Thursday or Friday's Eve, as Amanda has pointed out, which is a good thing. Always good to see the weekend fast approaching. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Morning to you, folks. Emily Sandé next to me here at Classic Hits. Next to me is Magic Mike today because PJ is off filming, but PJ back in action tomorrow, of course. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Magic Mike about to take on the birthdays.
Yes, yeah, so yesterday I got one right.
These, I think, are much more up your street.
Okay, let's
these
do it,
these are much
Jim.
More up your street. I think this could go well for you, Michael.
Really, yeah?
Yeah. What are you going to do if you do it? What have I got? 1, 2, 3, 4... I have 5 of them here, right? What are you going to do if you get...
I know exactly what I'm going to do. I have a day coming up that I need to take off.
You have a day in mind?
Yeah, well, I'm going over to my brother who's emigrated to England.
Oh, right.
So I was to come to work and then head off on the flight. So I definitely take the morning off. So
happy day.
Come on.
Okay. Right, here we go.
I feel like I'm on a game show.
Birthday number one.
Okay.
Did you know that according to the theory of aerodynamics, and as may well be demonstrated by means of a wind tunnel... the bumblebee shouldn't be able to fly. You see, because of its size, weight and shape in relation to its total wingspan, flight should be impossible. However, the bumblebee, being unaware of these scientific facts, but possessing considerable determination, does fly and makes a little honey too.
So it's Chris Eubank.
What a man.
What a man.
I'll tell you something, I could listen to that bloke all day.
Yeah, mad
the stuff. I tell you...
Oh.
Do yourself a favour today, right? And just YouTube Chris Eubank. Honest to God.
Yeah.
The amount of entertaining stuff totally unrelated to boxing.
Yeah. But he's mad as a box of frogs, right?
Oh, pretty much, yeah.
Absolutely mad. And his son, I think, is a big boxer now
as well.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think he was kind of managing him a bit for a while, wasn't he?
Or
training him, whatever. Oh,
that's gotta be.
He's such an entertaining bloke. He's so funny. I don't think he necessarily intends to be funny, but...
No, I don't think brilliant. So. I think he's quite an intense fella, actually. I would remember, my big moment from being a young fella would be the Steve Collins, Chris Eubank. Oh my God, Steve Collins to me was like, and him,
to be
ginormous
fair,
celebrities.
There's a great piece on YouTube and he's talking about, remember before Conor McGregor fought Floyd Mayweather?
Yeah, I know, I think I saw this clip.
Have you seen this clip? And it's I don't know who he's chatting to, but he does this big thing about, you know, what Floyd Mayweather is not factoring in is, you know, because they were talking about like the different styles, blah, blah, blah. Forget all of that.
Yeah.
He's fighting an Irishman.
Yeah, I know. He's in about the passion and everything.
Yeah, he goes on about the Irish race and comparing them to like Maoris or to whatever, and you just...
Yeah.
He's really, you know, big into it.
I know, but he obviously got that incredibly wrong, though.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking of. He's not going to get a job as an analyst because Conor McGregor got the head kicked off.
Battered. But
anyway, so how old is Chris Eubank? It's very hard. You say these will suit me, but that's very hard to think what age he is.
Well, do you remember how old you were when the Steve Collins thing was happening?
I mean, I would have been a teenager for sure. I remember meeting Steve Collins on the boat, on the ferry, during the prime. Oh, God, I was 15, so... Is it a significant birthday?
No.
Well, then he must be 52.
Oh, it's so close, Michael! 53!
Oh, sugar!
53, you see? Not a bad effort. Right, we'll stick with the sports people then for a while.
Okay.
What about Roger Federer?
He's Swiss, isn't he?
Swiss, yeah. Swiss tennis player. And one of the legends of the game, of all time.
He is, yeah. Well, he won Wimbledon, am I right?
He did, yeah, he has done that more than once.
No, but he won the recent one.
Oh, right. Oh, well, to be honest with you, I've kind of fallen away from the old tennis.
Yeah, no, he did. He won the recent one, yeah. But there was another fella that was in the final that they were hoping to win, but he didn't. And Federer won another one. Someone will shout it in our ears.
Because it's a good thing at the moment, because there's him and Djokovic and Nadal.
Djokovic won it. Did you say Djokovic? They all wanted Federer to win it, but he didn't win it.
But they're all sorry. It's a good time for tennis and rivalry and all that sort of
stuff. It is, yeah. But I mean, from an age point of view, Federer is getting over the hill now at this stage. I think.
Yeah, actually, I'm sort of surprised that he's. I don't know. I don't know the demands on a tennis player, right? But to me, I'm sort of surprised that he's still at the top of the game at this age.
Yeah, well, I know with Serena or Venus Williams. But they're of an age that I'm thinking of, and they're still at the top of the game. So obviously it's not similar maybe to football in that way. You're like 32. I actually heard in the radio yesterday, is it David Luiz?
Yeah.
Luiz, that he's 32 or something, and they were all discussing how, oh my God, how did he go for so much money when he's so old? Anyway, Roger Federer, I would say, he must be still in his 30s, though. I'd say he's probably 38.
Yes!
Yes!
Right, he is.
Yeah, I knew he was kind of aging.
See, I told you these would kind of suit you. Right, final one of the sporting ones, although, to be honest with you, to mention this man and mention sport for somebody like me is a hard thing to do, but nonetheless, he is a, former football manager anyway.
Okay.
Louis van Gaal.
The Dutchman.
Yeah. Who, actually, to be fair, does have quite an impressive CV.
Yeah, but he's brutal when he came to United.
Literally, they should have sold tickets to Insomniacs.
It was dreadful.
They should have just, do you have trouble sleeping? Do you find it difficult to drop off? Pick up a ticket to Old Trafford.
Yeah, it was absolutely dreadful.
Oh, it was shocking.
Didn't he come in after David Moyes?
Yeah.
So when David Moyes was apparently the worst football manager in history, and your man was worse.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Your man was worse.
Although, technically he did win an FA Cup with them, but still, it was like watching paint dry.
But he had just managed the Netherlands, I think, and had taken them to a semi-final of a World Cup.
And you're big into your football, Michael, so this could be great for you.
Yeah, but I mean, I suppose he's definitely older, for sure. He must be late 60s, if not in his 70s, I'd be sure, Van Gaal is. So he's probably 71.
He's 68.
Oh, he's 68. I was going to go 69. Doesn't matter. I would have been off anyway.
Right. There's still time, right?
Are there more than two?
Yeah. You've one in the bag and there's two more to come, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And one of them is an absolute legend. They don't come much bigger. Well, they do actually, because he's quite a small bloke, but. Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, Dustin Hoffman. Yeah. Rain Man.
Rain Man himself is celebrating his birthday today, and he's not a young man.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Rain Man or not, not a young man. Dustin Hoffman. So.
He's brilliant as well. I mean, one of my favourite actors, I think.
Isn't Dustin Hoffman The Graduate? Like, you know, way back then. Mrs. Robinson, like, back in the 60s.
Tootsie as well, isn't he? Tootsie. And The Rain Man. It's one of the greatest movies.
What a movie.
What an amazing movie.
What a movie.
Okay, right. Dustin Hoffman, he's definitely older. He must be 80-odd.
Yeah.
Has to be.
Go on.
So I'd say he's... I think I know it. Because I think he had a significant birthday last year. No, he didn't, did he?
No, he didn't.
83!
82!
Oh!
No, Michael!
No.
Oh, we were almost there. We were on the very edge of dramatic music.
Oh, no. That's an awful shame.
In fairness, you've had a couple off the bar today.
Yeah, two off the bar today.
That's a shame. I wanted you to get that so we could set up the dramatic music for the last one.
Damn.
Because the last one is none other than one of our own. It's The Edge.
The Edge
from U2. Guitarist from U2, The Edge.
Is the story true that The Edge went to a fancy dress party, dresses himself, and everyone thought he was in fancy dress? That's the legend that goes around. Because everyone can dress like The Edge.
There's always versions of that. There's versions of people entering lookalike, genuine people. Yeah. Like Adele entering a lookalike competition and coming third.
Yeah, that's it. It was something like that, and he didn't win it or something like that. But what is he like? I don't know what The Edge is like.
Show something. Well, can I tell you my Edge story? Right?
Go on, yeah.
Right, this is my Edge story. Right. I was working in a shop, a menswear shop off Grafton Street.
Right,
and The Edge came in. Right, and it was around Christmas time, and he was looking for silk pajamas as a gift.
Really? Yeah. What a weird story.
It is, isn't it? It's a rock legend. You expect any sort of, like, music-related, you know, star... No. I met The Edge when he was looking for a pair of silk pyjamas.
And was he wearing, the Pope hat thing?
Always.
Oh, he was wearing that? Because otherwise I wouldn't recognise him.
Yeah, yeah. That's his thing, though, isn't it? I assume it's because, like, he's follically challenged and stuff.
Helps
you look a bit cool.
Between himself and Bono, it's awkward to discuss the whole sunglasses hat thing. Anyway, God only knows. I think Bono's 60.
Is Bono? Anyway, I don't know. But The Edge.
No, he's not, sorry. But Bono's in his 50s anyway.
Right, Jeff. 50s is good.
I'd imagine he's 54.
58.
Oh, wow. Is he?
58.
I must check how old the Bell Bono is as well, actually. He must be around.
That wasn't bad now, to be fair. You got one in the back of the nest and two off the bar.
Yeah, I'm happy enough, but it's one of those. It was a decent performance, but I still lost.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a Pyrrhic victory, Michael.
Exactly.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff, Tara. Thanks a million. 6:33. How are you?
Good morning.
Friday's Eve.
Happy Friday's Eve.
God, that week flew by for you, didn't it? Yeah. It absolutely, my God. Yeah. Blink and you miss it, eh?
It's Tuesday. Blink it's already nearly it. The weekend. Yeah, what?
What's the story with you? Anything exciting planned, by the way?
Nothing exciting planned for today, for Thursday. No, not really.
I just thought maybe, you know, you might be sort of planning for the weekend already.
Well, yes, I am actually, but that's the weekend. I've got another day to get through yet.
Right.
So,
happy days.
What are we going to do with this deluge later on? It's going to lash down.
Is it? There's a status yellow rainfall warning coming into place from 7 this evening, I think.
All right, that's night time for God's sake.
No, but right through till 7 tomorrow morning.
Still night time.
It'll keep us awake at night.
That heavy?
Yeah.
That heavy. Up to 40 millimetres of rain, they reckon, is going to fall in a very short period of time.
All right, flooding.
Spot flooding.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, Mike. You may have to jump into the breach tomorrow as well.
I can feel a biblical
flood coming on, and me emerging down the mountain from my biblical flood.
In fairness,
you can slide down the mountain.
Just something I never fully understood that as well. Why, when you live, you know, you'd imagine if you live up a mountain, right? Which effectively, I do, right. How does it flood up a mountain? Surely it should just run down.
But that is what happens, is it not?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So how do we end up with flooding? Because regularly roads around the place get flooded. Oh, you'd imagine be like, just run off. Go down to the people in the valley.
Well, now, do you know what that means you have to do on your mountain this weekend up in Narnia? You need to get the shovel out and you need to dig a couple of runoffs won't be flooded anymore.
Absolutely, yeah. Just send it down to the people in Bray, for God's sake. They're well used to dealing with water down that neck of the woods. Yeah, Rod Stewart, Rhythm of My Heart, in your Get Up and Go song. Ricky Martin today, Living La Vida Loca here at Classic Hits. Thursday morning, Friday's Eve, 8th of August, just coming up on 16 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Of course, Magic Mike is in for PJ today. PJ still filming with the Young Offenders in Cork today. Back in action with us tomorrow. 087 0818-0008 as always if you want to get us on WhatsApp. Thanks to Elf Terry who sent Mike a picture of Peter Crouch in response to him slagging off his female cousin yesterday.
Outrageous. Harsh, Mike. If only I could have shown you how it appeared on the screen. It did look like Peter Crouch's legs.
Well, he sent you a picture of the actual Peter Crouch now to make up
for. He's a funny, funny man.
Yeah. Also, we have to say well done to Chainsaw Man. He's officially qualified. He sat his last exam yesterday.
Oh, fair play to him.
In
what?
Tree surgery.
Wow.
So, if you've got an ill tree...
He'll sort it out.
A tree that maybe needs its appendix removed or something.
Here's a question.
He's the man for the job.
Here's a question I need to know now. I'm going to ask him, considering he's there. There is a tree out our back garden.
Right.
And I think it's sick.
Does it look unwell?
It looks unwell.
You need a tree surgeon.
So, you know when sap comes out of a tree?
Yeah.
Like starts... As a kid, I was always told, oh, the tree is bleeding. Is that true? Does it mean the tree is hurt?
I wouldn't have thought so, Michael, but Chainsaw Man, if you can answer that.
It's coming out all over the place.
Right.
Suddenly.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's a bad sign.
Do a gardening feature on this show.
But like, it's we owe tree sap a lot. If it hadn't been for tree sap, we wouldn't have had Jurassic Park.
No, we wouldn't.
So, do you know what I mean?
Or some jewellery.
Anyway, listen, Chainsaw Man, will you tell Mike if his tree is bleeding, please? Because there's some sap coming out of it. There's a bit of a sap looking at us, to be honest with you. But
do you like gardening, by the way?
I
can't stand it.
I was saying to PJ the other day on the After Show, right?
Yeah.
That one of the really weird signs that you're proper old is when you find yourself watering your plants.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. I mean, it's not the joy. It's therapeutic, I suppose.
Yeah, it's like...
But I just...
There was a time you just assumed plants just lived.
Yeah.
Somebody else did it.
And the fact that it rains almost every day
exactly,
in this country
that
it would...
That was the point he made out, which is why would you water plants here? Literally, just wait a while.
You kind of do, unless there's a drought or something.
God does it.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
What have we got? Oh, yeah, so we'll find out from Chainsaw Man now whether or not Mike's tree is bleeding. Who else? Somebody's been on to say that they met Dustin Hoffman. Alan and Ennis met Dustin Hoffman, whose birthday it is today. He's 82 today. At Madison Square Garden back in the 90s.
Wow, that's
amazing. And he was an absolute gentleman, apparently. Spoke with him, got his autograph, all that sort of stuff.
Wow.
Interesting.
What an absolute A-lister he is.
Yeah. And also, Margaret is not looking forward to this deluge that you've predicted tonight, because a couple of hurlers have various matches on, Camogie and football and all the rest.
Well, it's
so
apparently...
So we're getting lashed over, are we?
But yeah, so I heard, you know our friend Carlo Weather?
Yeah.
I heard him on Arrival.
Yeah,
I did hear him, and he was saying that it's going to lash out of it in, what did he say? Oh, yeah, the southeast.
Right.
And then it's going to kind of come up through the country. And whoever was asking him the questions was like, oh, where did it avoid? And he was like, pretty much nowhere.
We're all getting a smack of it.
We're all getting a lash out of it, particularly in the east. So, yeah. So, tonight.
We should just mention that we've had a bit of a sort of a moment in here. Because the other day, Tuesday, I had my NCT, NCT for the car, which failed dismally.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, I mean, the car is... It's what is it now? It's 12 years old.
You didn't have one of those things where they went, we have to advise you not to drive.
No. They just gave me a load of... A man, to be fair to him, he said, look, it's just wear and tear.
Yeah.
And he was only talking about me. But he says, it's just wear and tear, but there's loads of things, brake things and rods here, there and there. Anyway, all sorts of matters.
Right, whatever.
But anyway, so I just happened to mention, I hadn't been talking about it yesterday, and I just happened to mention to it to Mike, it was a bit of a week with various bits and pieces, of which failing the NCT was one.
Yeah.
And you had a sort... You literally last night had a dream.
It's so strange. I'm not into these things at all. They're all just coincidences, right? But I was talking to English John early this morning, just before I walked into you.
Yeah.
And he was yapping and rudely actually interrupted him and went, sorry about that. I was just... A dream has just come back in my head. And he went, oh, really? What is it? Because that's the way John's...
Wow, what a terrible impersonation of English John. I feel I should bring him in to defend himself.
What is it, Mike? That's who he said.
Who was that?
You! Really? See? Who was that? Who was that?
Wow.
you've turned into somebody from Devon.
Anyway, he said that, and I said it was about an NCT. I failed an NCT, and bizarrely, Helena was in it.
Wow.
From the Niall Boylan show. Yeah, and then I walked in here, and
you're
said,
probably just picking up on my sadness.
I must have. We must have a telepathy, isn't that
mental? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mad.
Maybe you're psychopathic.
Maybe I am psychopathic, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
And that's a distinct possibility.
There you go. So I was actually sort of harbouring your feelings, Jim.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I can imagine.
I'll tell you what, more about what my dreams are tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah, Magic Mike's Dreams of Mystery. Right, 087-188-0008. We have all the bits and pieces on the way. We got the hit bit on the way. Classichits.ie, always a good place to start. The clue is out there. Haven't got a clue. I haven't got a clue. That is the clue. Of course, breakfast table quiz. Still looking to beat just 9 for a fabulous family breakaway to the Inn at Drumoyne, and all of that's to happen. And what else is anything? Will you be stuck into transfer deadline day today, Mike? No?
Well, I kind of keep an eye on it. I'm not one of these now that sits looking at Sky Sports all day, I have to say now. No, yeah. I wouldn't be into it.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it, if the rest of the show was us just looking at Sky Sports and passing it on. It looks like Preston North End have gotten their man. Rosella, Everybody's Free, here at Classic Hits. Almost 7:10. Morning to you folks. Friday's Eve, Thursday, 8th of August. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Once again today, of course, PJ is filming with the Young Offenders. He's in Cork. He's back with us tomorrow morning, but Magic Mike has once again stepped into the breach, filling the PJ Gallagher-shaped hole that exists in the show.
Yes, the big hole, yes.
But all the usual bits and pieces are still here, of course. Before 8 o'clock, we'll have a crack at the hit bit. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you want to register to play. Worth having a look at the website, though, classichits.ie. All the previous guesses, the clue is there, and the bit to listen to. But in the meantime, as you know, when we do the hit bit, Magic Mike excels at the old puns. He's kind of really put himself out there as a bit of a puntastic sort of...
Yeah, kind of happened by accident, really. You know. I wouldn't say excel now, but the odd time I've had a good one, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, excel was really overstating it.
In fact, it's a long time since I've had a really good one.
He does pride himself, though, on his puns, does Magic Mike, and we've decided that we're going to have a bit of a pun down. We're going to give you the opportunity to out-pun the punster himself.
Yes.
So, basically, if we've done this in the past, in fairness, and it's gone well... But the idea is that you found a story that you think that has, well, for a start, it inspired you.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I have got a pun to this story, which I'll reveal in a couple of minutes' time. I think it might beat all puns that we'll get in this morning. But anyway...
Right, if you do say so yourself.
I digress. It's a mad story, right? And it's in Dublin town, and it happened, I think, yesterday or the day before. But the picture has gone viral. I'm going to show it to you there, Jim. We might throw this up on Facebook, actually, on Twitter. And it's of a guy in an Aran sweater, right? And he's bringing an animal onto Dublin bus, right? You might think, is it a dog? Is it a cat? Is it a domesticated animal? No, it's a donkey, right? And he's leading the donkey onto a Dublin bus. Now, obviously, he didn't get onto the thing.
But I was just going to say, was he let on? Hardly.
No, he obviously thought he could get on. But he's in an iron sweater. He's got the old paddy cap going on. So he might be a bit of a farmer or whatever. And he's trying to bring this donkey onto the bus with a rope. And
do you know, is there a reason for it? No.
No, right. This is the madness of the story altogether. There is no reason. There's nothing to say, you know, why he was doing it.
Wasn't a protest or it wasn't a sort of...
No, or did he genuinely need to get somewhere with the donkey or whatever? But right, this is where it gets mad, right? As he thought about alternative travel arrangements, the man in the Aran sweater was heard to say, quote, "Mark my words, mule regret this."
Mule
That's what he said.
Oh my God.
Trying to get onto Dublin bus. I'm surprised he didn't get onto Dublin bus at this stage. We're becoming very animal friendly in this day and age. Dogs are allowed everywhere.
Donkey might be stretching it a touch.
Donkey
though,
might be
fair.
Stretching it, yeah, but I don't know. If you were on a bus and a donkey came on, I think it'd be the funniest thing ever. Yeah. I think he should have been let on. I'd like to see
If it was the Eddie Murphy donkey.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Fantastic.
But I don't know. I'd like to see us go down that route of public transport that you see in like India and stuff like that, where there's chickens running around the bus.
Everything goes.
Why not? I was in Calcutta years ago, randomly, right. And was on a train with all that kind of shenanigan happening. There was a goat in the carriage, and there were chickens lacing around the place. It was great. It was great fun.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to see. Some fella hanging out the bus door or something like that. But
I think health and safety might have something to say about it, to be fair. But I get where you're going. Anyway, so this, did the paper itself come up with a headline for it?
So the paper have hee-haul aboard, right, which is...
That's not great.
Slightly weak now, I have to say.
Hee-haul aboard.
Making an ass of himself. It was another one that came up in the paper this morning. But here's my one, right?
Right, okay. Right. Stand by your beds, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Come on! That's good. It's clever than anything else.
Where's that canned laughter we used to have? And we had some canned laughter.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. That'd be my
headline. Not bad. At least it's thinking outside the box. I grant you that.
Exactly.
Outside the box. So, right. So the challenge then is, right... That's your one. So there's the standard, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's the standard you're going to have to beat. Ugly mug up for grabs. You can give us a puntastic headline.
Yeah, anything donkey related.
To that story.
And you can win a PJ and Jim ugly mug for giving the best, right? We have a judging panel this morning.
Yeah. Right. That's you, is it?
Me and English John as well. And Jenny's out there. We have a big panel this morning.
Oh, wow. Okay, right.
Now, have you got one?
Well, give me time. We'll get one just finding out about it now.
I know, but I mean, it's...
Give me time.
You've got ass, you've got mule.
Right, so it's public transport, it's ass, it's... All right, all that sort of stuff. Okay, right, so here we go. 087-188-0008. Is there a time limit on this?
We'll give it till half seven, just after half past seven.
Right, okay. So there you go. For the chance to win an ugly mug, can you outpun Magic Mike? You won again. Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph is mine. We'll get some from the guys outside. Get thinking, everybody. And we'll have a few minutes.
We'll have the ultimate pun headline for that story. Can win themselves an ugly mug. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. George Michael, Mary J. Blige, and Az here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, though it's Magic Mike in for PJ today. PJ back in action with us tomorrow. 19 minutes past 7 on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. And we're looking for you to out-pun Magic Mike. Seemed appropriate while he was filling in for PJ to have a pun down. Found a little story in the paper today, Magic Mike did, of the guy who, which you've probably seen, in fairness, as he said himself, the picture went viral online, this guy trying to bring a donkey onto a Dublin bus
yesterday.
So we were looking, the headline that they came up with was, we said it was a bit weak. What was it again, their one? Their official headline in the paper?
Their one was, where's it gone? Hee-haw aboard, it says.
Hee-haw aboard.
Oh, there's another one in the paper. They have a bubble coming out of your man's mouth and it says, what do you mean he can't come on? Hee-haw always takes the bus.
Slightly better. Slightly better. I've been struggling with it. All I can think, I'm stuck on the travel ass.
Yeah.
Like, this is my travel ass. Or show me your travel ass, you know, as pass.
Oh yeah, you know, yeah, I mean? Not bad, Jim.
But I can't formulate. So I'm struggling with it. Struggling with it. Right. So let's see what we've got. Right,
because the idea is of them in.
We've got an ugly mug up for grabs. Right, if you can outpawn Magic Mike. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. What sort of stuff are we getting? Anything kind of like...
Right, let me see. Hold on.
Millions of them, in fairness.
Let me sift through them here. Okay, but I'll move this thing here.
Right.
Get your ass on the bus now. Which isn't bad.
Right.
He called me a stupid ass, but hee-haw always calls me an ass, says Keith in the People's Republic, which is County Cork thing. Thank you for the mule stick, says Chris in Limerick. Right, he's got a bit alternative there. Ask me ass. Is it too early to use my ass?
That's similar to my kind of...
That's you there, Jim. Get your hairy ass off my bus, it says. Right, there's a load of asses. Can we get off the asses thing?
Well, I mean, in fairness,
no,
Mike,
fairness,
it's a donkey.
No, fairness, right. Right, where are we going? Colin and Cork, what's he got? A half-ass approach, he says. Move your ass. Oh my God, they're all asses.
Yeah, hauling ass.
Hauling ass.
Worst.
That's not the worst. That's not a bad one, yeah.
That's not the worst.
Man with ass got no pass... Says that one doing a bit of a rhyme. Ha ha always takes public transport. Is there a pun in that I'm missing?
No, he always takes public transport is what it was. What are you doing?
You're more responsible at that. I'm flicking all over the place. Because they're coming in thick and fast. So if you've got a headline, WhatsApp it into 087-188-0008 and we've an ugly mug up for grabs.
Man with hairy ass refused entry to Dublin bus. I know it's obvious, but I have to say I kind of like it.
But not only is it weird that he was taking an ass, essentially, onto the Dublin bus.
Yeah.
What was he doing walking a donkey? Which looks like, it looks like Westmoreland Street in Dublin, actually. What about that one there, actually, from Debbie?
I don't know necessarily if this is the correct thing, but... Do you pronounce that Ginnet? Is that a name for a donkey of some sort? A Ginnet?
Ginnet a disgrace.
Ginnet a disgrace.
I don't know what that means. It probably is. It probably is some name for a donkey. I don't know.
Donkey net on bus in e awful situation. My God.
Do you know I once got attacked by a donkey, actually, as a complete aside?
Really?
I did, yeah. They're very dangerous things if you go near their young, which I kind of did. I went to pet one of the little donkeys.
Right.
And it chased me, yeah. It was a humiliating moment, I have to say.
What about C-I-E-R?
That's good. I like that. What's that? Maybe he hawed. Sorry, hold on. Maybe he hawed it was a Pony Express. says Marie.
Right.
A pony isn't a dog. It makes no sense.
If I don't know if we're going to outpun Mike's one, by the way, for those of you who missed out on it, was it was thinking outside the box.
Hold on. It was. Mine was Jesus, Mary and Joseph, but someone else has come in with a biblical one.
Really?
It says, in relation to him not getting onto the bus, no room in the inn because of Jesus. No room in the inn because of Mary and Joseph. They couldn't get into the inn.
It was a bus though.
But still,
as puns go, it's not a classic, buddy.
It's not bad.
To be fair.
See, right. You want a clever pun. You want a clever pun that doesn't just use ass.
What about this? Excuse me, is this the arc to the park?
Oh yeah, because getting onto an arc. Right, I think we're done with them then.
Right, okay, yeah. It hasn't scaled the heights.
No
it
room.
It hasn't scaled the heights that no I was
room
hoping
at the
for.
Inn. No room at the inn is a good one.
Right.
And the arc one is a good one. That is, right, here's the challenge. Think outside the box. Although I hate that term, but in relation to that, you know what I mean? Instead of just using ass puns.
Okay, we'll leave it open for another few minutes, right? If you can come up with a pun headline for that story, which Mike decides is better than his own, that could be taking something. But anyway, there'll be an ugly mug up for grabs. 087-188-0008. You can get them into us on WhatsApp. ABC, when Smokey sings. Of course, Martin Fry of ABC graced these very studios, didn't he?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, he was in, even sang alongside Niall Boylan, was it? Out in the office?
Yes, one of the most cringy things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
But it happened.
Actually, Niall Boylan and general 80s pop stars often result in cringe.
Niall Boylan,
I mean, there was
and
the Carol Decker incident.
Yeah.
There's the Martin Fry incident.
There was also the Proclaimers incident. No one else saw that except for me. When he walked out and the two Proclaimers were taking a selfie beside the Classic Hits brand thing at the door. All right, boys! I see you've walked 5,000 miles.
He did not.
He did.
Oh my God.
He said what has probably said to them 100 times a day, and he got the amount of miles wrong.
Wow.
I see you've walked 5,000 miles to get here.
What is it? Don't let him near 80s pop stars.
Don't let him near them.
Scary thing, the boiler in 80s pop stars. But anyway, ABC when Smokey sings, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Although, as you can hear, Magic Mike is in for PJ today. Another day of filming for the Young Offenders for PJ and Cork today, but he's back with us tomorrow. But while Mike was on the show, of course, Magic Mike, as you'll find out very shortly, has put himself up there as the pun master general.
Yeah, don't know if I actually put myself up there. It happened when other people put
me
up there.
He's backtracking.
And I just had to deal with it.
He's the pun master general, of course, on the Hit Bis. That'll be happening very shortly. If you fancy having a bash at that, of course, let us know. 087-188-0008 if you want to have a go at the Hit Bit and winning yourself €880. But today, he's put up a magic mug, I was going to say. He's put up an ugly mug.
My God, we should have a Magic Mike mug.
He's put up an ugly mug. If you can outpun him on a particular headline that's been doing the rounds the last couple of days, you probably saw the photograph of the guy trying to get the donkey onto a Dublin bus.
Yeah.
So we set you that challenge of giving us the ultimate headline for us.
But I mean, the fella himself had a pun. He was overheard by passers-by saying, Mule regret it. No, I don't know whether they just heard it wrong.
I have a feeling the paper made it. But anyway.
No, they have it in quotes.
Right. So this, to be fair, I did say, right, that the standard wasn't particularly high when we went through the last batch. But I tell you, you've upped your game.
Absolutely.
There's a few belters here. Now, you've got the rundown before you give us your favourite.
I've got a top 10.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got a top 10. So you ready?
Yeah.
Now, fairness,
don't tell me you want top 10 music.
Have you got a handy, do you?
Oh, for God's sake. I mean, you do love your top 10s, don't you?
Everybody loves a top 10, Jim. Well,
God,
you know.
Right, okay.
Give us the old music.
Especially for Magic Mike.
Here we
right.
go. Right. Here. Top 10. Right, I'm going to give number 10 to our own English John.
Right.
Which I know is a controversial thing to do. But anyway, he patched into us and said, "Sorry, this bus is full."
Not bad, English John.
Thank you.
Number nine. What do you mean you don't recognise him? It's Charlie Haughey, says Finbar in West Cork.
Okay.
Right, it's
stupid but hilarious.
Ridiculous but hilarious. Is this bus going to Bray? Says Kieran Cook in Clonakilty.
Which is very, very subtle, but, you know, donkey's Bray.
I didn't get this.
Yeah.
Jim had
thank
to explain
God,
this to
thank God English John knew that.
Right.
Otherwise, I was on my own there.
We're not going to explain it. I guess all the donkey lovers are going to know that one. Right, Davian Swords. Hoof, are you kidding?
Don't know why that made me laugh. That is shockingly bad.
Right, we're up to this one here. This is good, right? It comes in from a nameless person, which is an awful shame. Must have mixed up the times table.
The times table. Very good.
We're into the top five now. two tickets to Mulesworth Street, please, says Jim on Tom Contra. Sorry, this is a Greyhound bus.
I'm sorry, that's brilliant. That made it to number four.
Yeah, would you have made that one?
I thought that's very good. This is a Greyhound bus, brilliant.
Greg in Cork says, hit the road, jackass. Which is simple but effective.
Yeah,
come on.
Okay.
Right, we're into the top two. Here we go.
Still can't believe these two have beaten This is a Greyhound bus.
Number one. This is quality, right? It comes in from a Kieran, and he says, are you ready for it?
Right.
Sorry, bud, this is a bus. You're looking for the Luas.
Hey!
Come on. Well done, Kieran.
All right, okay,
the
Kieran.
Luas.
A worthy winner.
He was a late entry as well, so he obviously took some time to think about that.
Good stuff, Kieran. Right, Ugly Mug on its way to you. Almost a quarter to eight. Hitbit on the way for us.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hitbit. With the National Card Centre. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcentre.ie.
Hitbit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hitbit. Oh, I'll tell you something, English John, can we make sure that we get that, right? Because I need to play that to PJ tomorrow.
It's my new ringtone.
I'll tell you something, yeah. I'm going to play it to him tomorrow. He will be disgusted.
He'll be livid at that now.
I mean, you've literally... Oh,
I went for that one now. That was the longest
you've
ever.
You've taken up the gauntlet and you've smacked him about the head with it.
Amazing work.
Wow. Oh, that's going to elicit some sort of response tomorrow when PJ's back in action. There you go. Magic Mike is giving himself some sort of, I don't know, embolism or something there, but I haven't gone for that one. But anyway.
Surprised myself there.
We are back in with the hit bit. It is €880 we're playing for. This is, of course, the bit in question. It's a bit of a hit, but of what hit is it a bit? One clue out there, that clue being, I haven't got a clue.
Cryptic and all that. Now then, who are we going to have to play? I don't actually have them in front of me, but we'll go to line one.
Stephen Higgins on line one for you, Michael.
Stephen, good morning to you.
How's it going, lads? Sorry.
Not too bad. What's happening with you today, Stephen?
Fantastic. I'm just in work here, so I'm just getting ready. I'm a postman, actually, so getting
ready
to go out and about on my route.
Right. And it's all right looking out there at the moment, isn't it? I don't think it looks like it's too rainy or anything.
No, we're right on the rain, supposed to hold off, so happy days.
Excellent. Right, good stuff. Right, so Stephen about to take on the round. What are you going for, Stephen?
I'm going for Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire.
Good tune. Right, okay.
It's not right, unfortunately. Sorry about that.
No worries. Thanks, lads. Love the show.
Yeah, no worries. Sorry, I actually said my pun there and he spoke over me.
What was it?
It was, it's wrong. Look, I peeked at the donkey thing.
Stephen, can you even make it what the heck he's saying?
I'm saying, Joel.
Oh, my God. We're in agreement on that, Stephen. That was shocking, wasn't it?
Thanks very much, lads.
Cheers. Take care, Stephen. Good luck. Stephen literally couldn't get away fast enough.
That was bad.
From that pun.
That was bad. I'm telling you, I peaked on the donkey thing.
Right. Anyway, listen, Brian White. Brian is in Cork. Morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, guys.
You haven't spotted our PJ wandering around anywhere, have you?
Morning, guys.
Okay, right. Not so far, yeah. He's supposed to be locked in a room acting his little heart out somewhere in Cork, so we'll find out. Back with us tomorrow. Anyway, what's going on for you, Brian? More importantly, what are you up to today?
Nothing much. I just dropped my daughter to work in Ballincollig, so heading back home there now at the moment.
Right. Okay, very good. Right. Let's even give you a few quid. What are you going for?
I think it's Spandau Ballet, I'll Fly For You.
I'll Fly For You. Yeah, God, there's one I haven't heard in a long time.
Yeah, good old memory there. It's a great guess. I know this much is true.
Oh, dear.
But it's a no.
Not the bother, guys.
No.
Right, Brian, thanks for that. Cheers. Talk to you soon. Okay. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Right.
Better though, right?
Slightly better.
It was better.
Yeah, come on. And a double whammy.
A double whammy.
I should have given you more time for your no. Dear Lord.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry about that.
Right, so there we go. That's Spandau Ballet, I'll Fly For You. Scratch that one off your list. Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire. Scratch that off your list. All the rest, of course, classichits.ie. Don't forget the clue. I haven't got a clue. That is it. And of course, if you want to listen to this, It is also there at classichits.ie. Do all of that, and then you can play with Enda Murphy a little bit later on. Enda's sitting in for Damien Farrelly in the afternoons. Enda's here from 2, and then about 20 to 5, he'll give you a shot at the hit bit for 880
quid.
Well done, Michael. Yeah. Well done. Right, in the meantime, breakfast table quiz on the way after 8, and also...
Also, the most famous properties from TV shows, I'm going to tell you they're worth...
Really?
Yeah, how much they're worth in real life, real money in 2019.
Still be cheaper than Dublin.
DJ and Jim in the morning.
Natalie and Brulia Torn here at Classic Hits, Thursday morning, Friday's Eve. Thursday, 8th of August, just 9.5 minutes past 8. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, although, of course, as you probably know at this stage, PJ is filming today. Second day of his filming on The Young Offenders. He's in Cork today. So Magic Mike, yesterday and today, has been filling the void and taking care of business with us. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, of course. We've got the breakfast table quiz on the way before 9 o'clock. But the strains of madness and House of Fun in the background, because you could end up in your very own House of Fun, whatever that would mean to you.
Yeah.
The chance is there to get the ultimate sort of... fun gaff probably is not really the way to look at it, because some of these are kind of just plain weird.
Yeah, well, they're kind of fictitious gaffes, obviously. Particularly, I'm going to give you one from Harry Potter, so it's kind of nowhere, really. But analysts have revealed how much your favourite fictional houses, flats and farms will be worth in real life. And it says that many are far from cheap, which is fair to say, right? And a lot of them kind of don't make sense as to what the characters do in the TV shows, movies or whatever.
Just out of curiosity, are any of them real places?
No, none of them actually.
I mean, I don't mean as in there's a real Hogwarts. But I'm just saying, is there any place that's like, okay, it's called one thing in a movie or a TV show, but it actually does exist?
Well, by all accounts, the only one that I can see here that actually does exist is the Emmerdale Home Farm. Which obviously has to be shot there, and it is like a period home. So I might as well start with that, right?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not an Emmerdale fan, I have to say. I'm not a soap fan in general. Yeah. But I've seen bits and pieces of it or whatever. But I don't know, have you seen Emmerdale?
I haven't seen Emmerdale since Amos Brearley left it.
Right, okay. So that's a...
Mr. Wilkes.
It's quite a long time ago.
That's a long time.
Right, so the home farm in it, right, the actual Emmerdale farmhouse, it's an 11-bedroom period home, and it was built in the 1600s and maintains much of its original charm. This is like an add-on daft. It also comes with a 157-acre farm, several reception rooms, and a small annex as well.
I'll take it, Mike.
Now,
I'll take it.
You know what? Would you, though?
No.
Because
I wouldn't be able to cut the grass.
Now you have it, right?
157 acres, you're
saying? Don't know. Well, obviously you'd have a staff. It's like a working farm or whatever. But now, what I don't have in this, but I think it came up in the past, was Downton Abbey, for example. And everyone kind of goes, oh yeah, I'd love that, imagine.
You see, because I have to confess now, when we started this, in my head was,
You'd like to live in Downton Abbey.
I'd like the idea of ridiculously wealthy luxury.
But hold on, okay, but without a staff though. So let's, we're not in period times here, drama times. So you're not going to have a load of staff cleaning up for you.
Right, well then you better just put me in a flat somewhere.
See, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Too much hassle.
But just as long as it's not, what was it, Peckham House or whatever, Del Boy and Rodney lived
in? The and horses.
Nelson Mandela House, wasn't it? In Peckham.
But I don't know. I'll tell you which one I'd rather hear now in a minute. Just for the fact that it wouldn't cost a huge amount of heat. Wouldn't be massively laborious to clean or whatever. Anyway, you know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to ask you to guess, right?
Okay.
So this is going to be hard. But anyway, Emmerdale Farm, think about it, right? 11 bedrooms. So estate agents and all that, experts have come up with a price on this. 157-acre farm. It's in Ingerland, obviously.
Right, so stuff is generally kind of a bit cheaper in Ingerland.
Yeah, well,
right.
Now.
So 157-acre farm, 11 beds. I'm going to go for 22 million.
Well, no, you're shooting. You're going a bit too far there. 22 million?
Well, I don't know. What is it?
It's 8.6 million.
Right, okay.
22 million, Jim.
Yeah, well, I was applying Irish prices there.
I've converted this.
I thought it was in Dorky.
I've converted this from pounds to euros. It's 8.6 million euro, I've put it.
Okay. God, it's for nothing. They're giving it away.
Yeah, so EastEnders, right? Are you a fan of EastEnders?
Not anymore.
You've seen,
again, not since. When's the last time I saw EastEnders? When I was in it.
Oh, you were in EastEnders?
Ross Kemp.
But weren't you in a soap?
I was in. Well, you were as well. We were both in Rosneroon.
I know that, but
and
you were.
I was once in Fair City.
You were in Fair City, that's yeah. Right. Right, okay, so EastEnders, for those EastEnders fans, it's the Carter's flat above the Queen Vic. Okay, so it's a flat above the pub, essentially.
150 quid a week.
Four bedroom flat above local watering hole, the Queen Vic, home to Mick and Linda Carter and their family, would set you back a staggering, have a guess. It's a flat above
above a pub.
Doesn't tell me many bedrooms. Let's say two bedrooms, I suppose.
Two bed flats.
Now, bear in mind it's London.
Right, bed flat in London.
London prices.
Oh my God, I haven't got a notion.
So I'll give it to you, right? If you're not a fan of EastEnders, it's hard to tell. So it's 1.8 million.
Oh, right.
1.85
I was originally going to go for £1 million, and then I thought I'd have overshot it as well. That's 1.8.
Yeah, 1.85 million, yeah, for
go
that.
Go and get me Emmerdale.
No, I don't know if the pub comes with that, which would make sense then if it's 1.8. Anyway, Harry Potter, for Harry Potter fans, four Privet Drive. Look past, it says, the difficult inhabitants, Harry Potter's aunt, uncle and precious cousin, and you might appreciate the three spacious bedrooms, large family living room and its quiet cul-de-sac location in Surrey in England.
Right.
So think about that now, right?
Okay, three bed house in Surrey in England.
I'll have to turn to English, John, here. Surrey's yeah. a sort
is
of
that
a,
well-to-do,
that's
John?
That's a posh enough place, right?
Yes, the county just north from mine. It's a very nice area. Right.
Well, then I should put it to English, John, then.
John, you'd know the house prices there.
Surrey in England, three bedroom gaff. In a cul-de-sac, nice quiet location.
Yeah, close to London. I think you could be in for 3 or 4 million.
Nah, you're out of your minds, lads.
No, surely it's a semi-detached or something, is it?
Yeah, it's an estate house.
I wouldn't give you a 400 grand.
Yeah, you're more in the money now. It's 515,000, just over half a mil.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
So once again, you've been living in Ireland too long, John.
It's got to me.
Okay, well then stay with us, John, because if you're a Coronation Street fan, Gail Platt. Well, we had a Coronation Street house when I was growing up, so I kind of know Gail Platt.
Right. So it's her house.
As in you watched it?
As in I watched it, so you know. The most, who comes upon the most amount of tragedy, I think, in any. There's been murders and.
You wouldn't buy her gaff off her. Talking about the bad luck.
No,
but anyway.
Absolutely. Right, Gail Platt's house.
It's a house on the street, on Coronation Street.
It's at number 8 Coronation Street. It features several attractive features, including an annex and a garage.
Old terraced house on a cobbled street, for God's sake.
In Manchester, right?
Yeah.
Coronation Street's Manchester. So, John, you want to. Well,
120.
Jim,
I'll go slightly higher. I'll go 275.
It's 154,000.
Oh my God, well done, John.
You get that for a steal now. I'd live in Coronation Street. Be a bad area though, right? Be a rough area.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And then finally, two more questions, right. Mrs. Doubtfire, the Hillard family home. In the years since Mrs. Doubtfire was filmed on a beautiful San Francisco street, property prices have skyrocketed. The real-life house where the film was set, it is a real-life house, has become an unofficial memorial to Robin Williams following his death in 2014. So it is a real-life house. It's in San Francisco.
That was quite a nice gaff, wasn't it? Detached.
It was a nice gaff.
All that sort of stuff. Of course, Mrs. Doubtfire. Probably the full white picket fence job.
Yeah, Mrs. Doubtfire.
What are we thinking, John?
Burnt it down.
I'm going to go...
Come on, Jim.
Dollars wise, I'm going to go.
Well, I have it in euro now, so.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, you can make the conversion.
Right.
This will be my excuse to get over when I get it wrong. I'm going to go. It's American. It's not that expensive. I'm going to go maybe $600,000.
No, you're way out of it. You're way out of it.
Too much or too little?
Quick, John.
Too much or too little?
Way too little.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
Ah, yeah. Thank unbelievable.
Way too little.
Big. 1.5 million.
4.4 million. Finally.
Wow.
Finally.
I didn't think it was night-night.
This would be an interesting one for y'all to guess. I should throw this out to them. No. Okay. Monica Geller's apartment in Friends.
Ooh.
Right. No, I was a huge.
New York apartment.
Huge
fortunes,
Friends.
I assume. Mm.
Right. And it says Monica inherited the apartment, as we all know, and it's rent control lease from her late grandmother. Right. But the cost of living there today, here's a clue, would likely be well above the means of a chef starting out in the industry, which Monica was.
Right. We've got to be talking a couple of million dollars, John, don't we?
Okay.
New York.
Stay with that, Jim. Stay with a couple of million. Go for it.
All right. $2 million then.
Hey, John.
Yeah, 5 million.
No. I told you to stay with a couple of million. It's two.
That
point,
is a couple.
No, it's not a couple of million. A couple is two.
That's a couple of a couple of million.
It's 2.7 million euro.
2.7.
Yeah, okay. In New York, yeah.
So I like it. Wow, okay. So that's basically what you're saying is that none of them are affordable.
No, absolutely not. No, except for Gail Platt's gaff.
Yeah,
you can have
good
that
point,
for a steal.
Yeah, yeah.
157,000.
Maybe stay where I am.
So
somebody, and to be fair, now this is kind of like this has started something because somebody's wondering about the Craggy Island priest's house.
Right, I'll have a look.
That.
I'll have a look.
Or the Bat Cave.
But isn't that in Clare?
Or what's the name of the place where the Thunderbirds? What was the name of their island?
I can't remember.
What's the name of the Tracy Island? Tracy Island.
Yeah, the Bat Cave. Now that'd be a good place.
The Bat Cave.
Live.
Now you're talking.
So right, it begs the question. I'll throw an ugly mug up for grabs. Right.
Right.
What fictitious house or apartment or whatever would you live in?
Right.
Right. And what I'll do is, judging by the text or whatever that come in, I'll try to figure out, has the calculation ever been done?
Right.
As to how much it might be worth.
Okay, so if you could choose any fictional kind of place.
Yeah, be it sort of Nelson Mandela flat or whatever, or yeah, be it Gail Platt's place, be it,
where
I
would
don't
it
know,
be?
John Mansion.
Nice one. Okay, right. 087-188-0008. Let us know. Guaranteed Irish, you too. Of course, it's The Edge's birthday today. How old did we say he was? 58?
No, was it? 58 or 59. 58,
58,
yeah.
58, yeah. The Edge today. You too, BB King, When Love Comes to Town. Almost 8:23. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Magic Mike filling in for PJ today. He's back with us tomorrow, of course. Just looking for those, the fictional gaffs, the fictional houses or places that you kind of would love to go. There's a sort of a weird estate agent listing for some of them. Magic Mike's just gone through, but I tell you something, the huge interest seems to be in the Home Alone house. Okay,
yeah.
Loads of people curious about the Home Alone house. I don't know where you'd even begin to kind of price that.
I've got it. I have the price for it. Yeah. Do you want it now or do you want to wait? $2.4 million.
$2.4 million.
Yeah.
You could buy the Home Alone house.
Okay, so the house, yeah, it was up for $2.4 million, but it's recently been listed for $1.95 million, and it's in
downturn.
It's in Chicago.
Right, downturn. And then the other one, I don't know how the heck you get this. Now, there's loads of them. We'll go through as many of them as we can. Keep coming in, 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. We'll stick up an ugly mug for someone randomly to pick it up. But the other one that people are really curious about is, or they'd love to live in, is the Iron Man's residence.
Yeah.
The mad gizmo-ridden mansion of Tony Stark.
So what it was...
Which is like built in a mountain or something, isn't it?
So it's Tony Stark's residence, is
yeah.
it? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I'll have a look. I'm frantically Googling here. I'm doing a bit of research.
The other
this.
Thing as well is that Rachel and Monica's apartment came in. Now, you gave us Phoebe's apartment, did you?
No, I gave you Monica's apartment.
Oh, you gave us Monica's apartment.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Loads of people said that as well. So we know that was 2.7. Was it 2.7, 2.8 million?
It was 2.7 million to live in. 2.7 million euro now.
Right.
To live in that. But that's like...
And also, a couple of people wondering about the Simpsons house.
Oh,
on Evergreen Terrace.
Ah, here, I'll get all these for you. I'll get the prices of all
cool.
these for you, right?
I'll keep them coming in. Right, so what would be the ultimate fictional living place for you, whatever? I mean, I'm surprised the likes of the Batcave hasn't come in.
The Batcave hasn't
or
come in.
What's his name's mansion? What is his name?
Well, I tell you, what has come in is, it's called Highclere Castle. It's the Downton Abbey, but this has been revealed before, I think.
Right.
Now, do you want to, will I tell you the price
go
of
on,
that?
Yeah.
Right, 137 million pounds. 137 million.
That's a real place, obviously.
Ah, it is, yeah. It's called Highclere Castle.
Right.
It's an estate, so 137 million quid.
Anyway, let us know, what would it be for you if you could choose any kind of fictional TV, movie-related place to live? Let us know what it would be for you. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. You could pick yourself up an ugly mug. Good stuff, Steve Winwood, Higher Love here at Classic Hits. 20 to 9, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Though it's Magic Mike filling in for PJ today. PJ back with us tomorrow morning, back from the set of The Young Offenders. Breakfast table quiz on the way, but in the meantime, loads of people. What a response on the old WhatsApp. 087-188-0008 telling us the fictional places they would love to live. The places from movies and TV shows. Mike found this kind of bizarre listing, really, of what the approximate price would be of some of these places if they existed. Some of them, I suppose, technically do, as other houses or whatever. But anyway, listen, we wanted to know where would be the places that you would choose. If you could live anywhere from sort of movies or TV or whatever, fictional mm-hmm. places. Some of the, in fairness, Mike has been trudging through a lot of these, right? And he's found a lot of them that actually have sort of prices or equivalent prices, right? But some of the ones that are sort of a bit out there, somebody went for Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
I've got a result for you.
No way!
I've got a result for you on Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. So economists or estate agents or whatever have number crunched on this one, right?
Right.
And they've kind of compared it to the Cadbury Chocolate Factory and all the other bits and pieces, right? Do you want to have a guess, actually?
Well, no, I won't
do all guesses on these, by the way, because it will take all day. But I'll give you this one. It's $21.5 billion it would be.
Million or billion?
Billion dollars.
billion dollars.
Yeah, because obviously they've added on that there's a flying lift. And there's a
fair like, point, actually. And Oompa Loompas don't come cheap.
You've got Oompa Loompas.
Yeah.
You've got sweets that turn you into blueberries.
You're right. That's actually a steal. Come here. Somebody's wondering about the house from the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
The Fresh Prince of Bel Air, which I have actually, which is the Banks house.
Yeah.
And he was a judge
was
as well.
They were quite a well-to-do family, weren't they? In that
they certainly were. That's why he went there initially. So $11 million, the Fresh Prince of Bel Air house,
would
set you back in Bel Air in L.A., California.
I love this one from Declan and Ennis. My ultimate home, in inverted commas, would be the Golden Girls house from the 80s TV show.
I've got a result for you.
It's a middle-aged gay man's dream come true, says Declan and Ennis.
And apparently it's 6151 Richmond Street.
Right.
Which was the Golden Girls house. And it's 4 beds, 4 bathrooms in Miami and Florida. So you can imagine that's quite expensive. And it comes in at a price of $3 million.
There you go, Deck. $3 million. It's yours, buddy. It's yours. What about somebody wondering about the Little House on the Prairie?
The Little House on the Prairie, which I did not get. What kind of house is
that? It was a bit of a shack, wasn't it?
It was a shack, wasn't it?
It wasn't exactly like all Mod Cons.
On a mountainside. Like.
Yeah. Actually, probably cost similar to mine. Come here. Here's an interesting one, and I know you have the answer to this. Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch.
Yeah, Neverland Ranch. Well, that was kind of...
That's not really a fictional... Well... I was going to say, it's not really a fictional place when you're talking about... Yeah. Anyway, you know what I mean.
Anyway, yeah, it was of course the Neverland Ranch, but then it went on to some other name because they tried to distance themselves a little bit from the madness that went on in the Neverland Ranch. And it comes in... it was actually up for sale not so long ago, a couple of years ago, for $100 million.
Right.
Which actually doesn't seem a huge amount.
Yeah. It's hard. Well, I don't know. You'd be buying with that.
Yeah,
Somebody wondering about the Christian Grey's apartment in 50 Shades.
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey.
Kinky. What was that like? Was that kind of... I assume he was a millionaire in it, was he?
I have to say, I've no idea. I've never seen it.
Right.
I've never seen it. John is out there. He's seen it. Look. Knows all about it.
What's this? The loft apartment in the 80s movie Ghost.
Oh, right, okay.
Is
someone saying that that's where they'd like to live?
To live, yeah. Somebody else is saying, Ali's big white house in The Notebook.
Oh, The Notebook, I actually have that
here.
The
Notebook, that's one of those movies everybody talks about. I've never seen that one either.
Sad memories, though, if you were to go in there. That was a desperately sad movie. Anyway, number one tearjerker, I think, of all time, according to a poll recently. So, it's in South Carolina.
Right.
But it would set you back over $500,000. So, it's $582,000, The Notebook, Gaff, would be.
Yeah. I've no idea even whether that's good or bad. I've never seen it.
Well, South Carolina.
See, now you're talking. Look at that. What's Dallas Ranch.
Big house. Oh, good one.
I mean, if you're going to talk about, like, oil, whatever you call them.
Oil barons.
Barons, yeah, exactly.
Dallas TV
that can't
show.
Be cheap.
Ranch, yeah. I mean, it doesn't have, I don't have it immediately there. But
yeah, a few people wondering about that. And then mad stuff, like, people wanting to live in horror places, like the house in Psycho, or the Amityville house, and
was it not an apartment in Psycho?
Wonder Woman nice Island. Brand. What's Wonder... Did Wonder Woman have her own island?
Yeah, I remember it vaguely, yeah. There was an island. It would be a nice place to live.
So somebody wondered about PJ's house. He rents. So.
He rents, but I'll tell you. I mean, I don't want to give away the man's private business. I don't know how much his gaff would be, but I mean, Dublin prices in Dunleary, you can imagine.
It's not going to be cheap.
No.
The Walton's house on Walton Mountain. No.
Yeah, bring about. I think people are more about the memories than actually a practical place to live.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, without a shadow of a doubt, because more about Father Ted's place and somebody wondering about Fraggle Rock.
Well, I looked up to see if I could find the worth of Craggy Island or the parochial house of Craggy Island. I didn't come up with much. There's a site for sale in the area of Clare, which goes for a steal of 50 grand.
There you go.
It's a 0.75 acre site, yeah.
Yeah. And then somebody actually went to the trouble of sending us in a picture of Magnum's gaff from Magnum PI. Tom Selleck. Higgins from Magnum PI,
house. Right, okay.
And it does look spectacular, to be fair.
Does it?
Where was that set? Was that Hawaii or somewhere?
I think it might have been Hawaii, yeah, I think you're right.
Whatever it was. And then somebody saying, what about the coolest island on the planet, Thunderbirds or Go? We were talking about that earlier on, Tracy Island. But it's the weird stuff like Bates Motel. and stuff. Why? And the Adams Family House.
Oh, the Adams Family House. That was an amazing house, actually. Huge, creepy guy. You'd need to do a lot of work to that now. To
By the
fair.
Way, did you get a price for The Simpsons?
I got a price for The Simpsons House, which is 4 beds, 2 bathrooms. Apparently with a hidden sauna. Don't remember that episode. Anyway, it comes up with a price tag of $289,000. It's not too bad.
That's a steal.
I have a couple more here, by the way. You know Big, the movie with Tom Hanks in it? Remember that amazing apartment that he was in? It comes in at a price tag of $9.75 million.
Wow.
Because I think it was a penthouse. It might have been over two floors and was in New York as well. The Batcave as well. A few people have texted in about Wayne Manor's house. The Wayne Manor, that's right. The Batcave, comes with a Batcave. It has a pool, a gym, a library. It has a ballroom and, of course, a cave. It's in Chicago and Gotham City, and it comes in at $32.1 million.
That's value.
It is value.
That's value.
A little place you can escape. The proper man cave.
Fantastic.
A giant man
cave. The ultimate.
I've Tony Stark's house, by the way. A lot of people are inquiring
about
that.
Last one. Give it to us.
30 million.
30 million?
Yeah, and of course it doesn't exist, so.
Yeah, that's a shame.
You can make up whatever you want.
Bat caves. That's it. Done it for me.
So we're for the bat cave.
Bat cave.
We'll share it. We'll house share.
Happy days. Yeah. I'm getting the cave done.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next girl gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
So, 9 to beat at the moment, at least, to win yourself a fabulous family stay for 2 adults and up to 3 children at the Inn at Dromoland, the perfect hotel for your family staycation break this summer. Ideal base for discovering all the County Clare has to offer, Bunratty Castle and Folk Park, Cliffs of Moher, all that sort of stuff. And they're very family friendly. They've got indoor soft play areas, supervised evening entertainment, leisure centre and outdoor activities. You'll find all the information you need at the Inn at Dromoland.ie. And it is Deirdre Faulkner in County Limerick who's going to take it on. How are you, Deirdre?
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad at all. You all set for this?
I think.
Well, it's only 9 to beat.
Go easy on me.
Did you hear that, Mike? I will try.
I can only read the questions that are in front of me, Deirdre. But they're not bad. They aren't bad now, right. I have to say. Although I shouldn't say that now.
And in fairness, you know, 9 is very beatable, Deirdre, so we'll have our fingers crossed. Magic Mike's all set to go. Right, you ready to do it, Deirdre?
Yeah, I am.
60 seconds, here we go.
What is the name of Homer's son in The Simpsons?
Bart.
Spice Girl Mel C had a hit single, a duet with what Canadian singer?
Brian Adams.
The characters Manuel and Sybil appeared in what TV sitcom? What material can come in sizes A4, A3, A2 and A1?
A4.
The winner of which golf competition receives a silver claret jug?
The Irish Open.
The British Open. What J is the name given to to throwing a spear in athletics?
Jolt.
Javelin. What does the Roman numeral X signify?
100.
10. What is the name of a badger's dwelling?
Don't know.
A set. What nationality was Pope John Paul II?
Polish.
Yeah, which singer released Let Me Entertain You in 98?
Robbie Williams.
What type of animal has a breed of called King Charles?
Dog.
Which actress plays Vicar Geraldine Granger in the TV sitcom The Vicar of Dibley?
What's her name? I don't know.
John French. Which breed of dog is most commonly associated with the Queen?
Corgi.
Well done.
Yes, Corgi it is. Right, okay. So let's see how we got on. Was it enough to put you into the lead? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers.
Yeah. Ugh. Listen, well done. There were a few sticky ones. I always say, though, if you don't know immediately, do pass, because you'll get more questions. Yeah.
And you had such a great start, Deirdre. You got off to a flyer.
I know.
And then you hit a really sticky bit in the middle. But anyway, listen, brave effort. Deirdre, thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Classic Song Investigation.
CSI.
With PJ and Jim.
If you weren't watching the Olympics on TV, maybe you were watching this.
The Might of the Gladiators. Jets. And Scorpio.
It sounds so cheesy, doesn't it, now? I love that show.
I got chills there. Isn't it? Do you know, by the way, to qualify for the gladiators, right? Yeah. Here's what you had to do. English John has found this out. To qualify, contestants had to cycle 1 kilometre, row 500 metres, bench press 40 kilos 20 times and run 800 metres. So they were proper fit, like.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah. To be
really
able for
fit.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Deadly shot. And
by the way, who was your favourite gladiator?
I was just going to say John Fashanu presented it.
Yeah.
Do you remember him? My favourite gladiator probably was the wolf. I liked him.
Did you?
Yeah, he was like the baddie.
I bet you're lying, but anyway. John, favourite gladiator? Are you even old enough to remember gladiators?
I does.
No, this year is before my time.
What?
I didn't want to drop that bombshell on you all.
Oh my God.
Tell you what though, even I know, what a theme tune.
Oh, yeah. What a theme tune, absolutely. There was Scorpio. Well, of course, I know what you're saying. You think I'm lying. Yeah. I am lying. Because, of course, my favourite one was Jet.
It was Jet. I mean, my God. Any sort of red-blooded man, of course.
What am I on about? I had a full-length poster of Jet in my room.
Now we're getting to it. This is a bit more like it, all right.
Jet.
Day of the days.
Wonderful athlete.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we appreciated her for her athletic skills. Yes, we did. What year was that, eh? Guaranteed Irish Road and Keating. Life is a roller coaster. Almost 22 minutes to 10 o'clock. Thanks a million for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Although it's been Mike and Jim this morning. Of course, PJ again today filming in Cork for the Young Offenders. Back with us tomorrow morning from 6. But Magic Mike has been taking care of business. Although we've lost Mike recently, just in the last kind of few minutes or so, we seem to have lost him to this. Wait for it.
What a tune
is right. It is, of course, the theme tune from The Gladiators. It cropped up in CSI, and it was the first year that it was shown, 1992. The Gladiators. I mean, that is like... Europe or Bon Jovi or somebody to be proud of that.
Yeah, I am putting that. I am putting that on my playlist today.
Oh my God, I tell you, it's just too exciting for words, really, that, isn't it? The theme tune to The Gladiators, and Mike has literally gone off on this weird one in the last few minutes. We've lost him to the wormhole of The Gladiators.
Well, I assume the majority of people listening this morning remember The Gladiators. So it was John Fashanu and Ulrika Johnson, I think, presented it.
Yeah, Johnson.
Amazing. What a great duo as well. And it was in like a stadium, and they had to, you know, lay people, I suppose, had to take on the gladiators.
Yeah. Ordinary run-of-the-mill folk like us had to take on these heroes.
Exactly. And there was the referee, who was a Scottish guy.
Are you ready? Gladiator, are you ready?
So, that's a good impression. Do you know how old he is now? Now, he would have been older.
He wasn't young then.
He wasn't young then. He's 87 years of age now.
My God.
Yeah.
What was his name again?
So, I can't see his name. John, yeah, it was definitely John, but he was brilliant, and he obviously had always had this kind of confrontation with the wolf.
Wolf was designed to be the sort of bad boy, wasn't he, of the gladiators.
So, as coincidence would have it, right, and we didn't plan this at all, it just happened to come up in the CSI clue, and I happened to Google wolf just to see what age he is now, and he's a kind of an unusual name, actually, but he's called Mikael van Wyk. Anyway, do you know how old he is now? He's 66 years of age. Now, if that doesn't make you feel a little bit old.
He always looked the oldest of the gladiators.
Well, he was, to be fair. Now, he was. The rest of them
are... What was he, in his 40s back then?
He would... No, 30, 40... I don't know. Add on.
Right, okay. 20, right,
I don't know. From 1992... So whatever.
So now.
Anyway, we're absolutely awful. We should never do these live calculations. We're awful. But anyway, so yeah, you're right. He was always the older. So he's 66 now, right? Mm. But as coincidence would have it, he was on Lorraine, you know, the TV show Lorraine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday, I think it's on ITV. And he was on yesterday for an interview. We'll have to get him on the show. And he was saying that he would love to see Gladiators come back, that he thinks the time's now. There's no like Saturday night.
I assume not with him.
Yeah.
At 66, he wants to be a gladiator again.
He is saying, right, this is what he said. He said he could do all of the games or whatever blindfolded to this day. He's fitter, he reckons, than he ever was.
Well, to be fair, he probably did stay. All of them stayed in fairly good shape, didn't they?
Well, they did, yeah.
They were all sort of bodybuilders or athletes or whatever, weren't they?
Do you remember the big thing for Wolf was his big long hair? He had hair down his shoulders. Yeah, he's lost that.
That's gone.
Right, that's gone for a start. So,
you know, nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, it's part of the aging process for Wolf. His hair is gone. However, okay. he looks trim, he looks fit. And I think he has a point. Like, there is no... What is the big Saturday night...
Gladiators would be amazing.
Like, we're blooming sick looking at the chase.
It's
like,
the one thing that kind of... I'd be... And you know the way when we talk about stuff on the show, PJ always says about how much he hates remakes and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But with Gladiators, even if you did get a new batch of... Gladiators. Super fit, kind of whatever, gladiators.
Absolutely, with quirky names and all that. Like, if you remember some of them, I have a list of them here. Falcon. Was one. Nightshade.
Yeah.
You had Lightning as well. Lightning, actually, I found out how old she is. Lightning was Kim Betts. She is 47 years of age now.
Right.
Jet, our favourite, of course. No? Yeah. She is 49 years of age now. And she's a qualified psychotherapist.
Wow.
And a Pilates instructor as well, yeah. And she's done some other reality shows since. She was like, she was Miss 1990s.
She was,
like.
She was the star.
She was huge. If you remember any of the rest of them as well, there was Gold, there was Scorpio, there was Siren.
Rhino.
There was Zodiac. Rhino. Panther.
Panther. Yeah.
With the hand thing going on. Like a panther.
Yeah, because they all had to have their little gimmick when they turned to the camera, didn't they?
Ah, stop. But anyway,
what a great show. Yeah, like, I'd be all for that. All for the idea of gladiators in some form.
And of course, like, the whole remake thing has caused a bit of controversy anyway at the moment. Now, I know it's movies, but Home Alone is going to be remade.
Yeah. Not a fan of that.
And another couple of ones. Not a fan of that, but this
but
one...
Gladiators would lend itself.
Now, the wolf now... You know, he can stay out of it. Maybe he could make a guest appearance.
No, I'd be okay with new gladiators.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with new gladiators, but just, you know, same sort of format show. That's, as you say, that's proper Saturday night viewing.
Absolutely.
That'd give your reality stuff a run for its money.
Here's
your
a bit of
Love Islands and your whatever else goes on.
Here's a bit of a pop question for you. The Gladiators was on and it was so successful that there was a rival show made, and I think it was on one of the rival channels, Channel 4 or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. It was a very similar kind of game show.
And you know the answer to this, do you?
I do, yeah.
And you're asking me what it was called?
Yeah.
Rival to Gladiators.
It was a Rival to Gladiators. It was a bit more sort of, it wasn't as cheesy, put it that way, but it was a game show. Anyway, if you want to WhatsApp it in, 087-188-0008.
Right. God, you have me genuinely curious about that now.
Yeah. It was kind of, it was a bit weirder now. It was a bit meaner, if you know what I mean.
A bit meaner. Mm-hmm. Robin S, Show Me Love, here are Classic Hits. 13 minutes to 10 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Magic Mike filling in for PJ yesterday and today. PJ back with us tomorrow. You have us all stumped, Mike. Nobody seems to have gotten the answer that you're looking for.
I have myself stumped. Sorry, I must have making a mistake.
Oh my God.
No, I thought...
So we've been trying to think of a rival show for the Gladiators and that it doesn't exist.
No, it definitely exists. I just can't think of the name of it. I thought I had the name. I thought it was The Eliminator or something, but it's not. Apparently that comes from Gladiator. Anyway, I don't know if anyone's going to know.
You're not confusing it with Wipeout or something, are you? Or any of that sort of stuff.
What was Wipeout?
You know, it's that thing where they just people try and make it from one end of an obstacle course to the other.
No, this was a Gladiator-style show.
But a gladiator-style
people,
show.
People were dressed... It was more sort of dark. They were dressed in sort of white makeup and stuff like this. They were all a bit sort of meaner, if you like. But it was the same style. They took on contestants and all that. They tried to rival Gladiators, but it didn't work out. That's probably why no one knows it.
Right, okay. By the way, somebody, I think it was Kevin, pointed out that they have tried to do a remake of Gladiators. Apparently they did it on Sky One and Kirsty Gallagher was the was the host.
Yeah, I think they did. It was sort of a once-off thing. I don't know why. Why is it? Now, there's a question. Why is it that these shows don't make it big anymore? Like,
I don't know.
The Generation Game... Like Blind Date, like Gladiator.
Actually, to be fair, another one that nobody mentioned it, but just when I was trying to think of what you were trying to think of, which now we know doesn't exist. But anyway.
It definitely exists. I just don't know the name of it.
Another great show that I used to love was, do you remember the Krypton Factor?
Vaguely.
Krypton Factor was kind of like, it was like, there was obstacle course stuff and then there was mental agility in it as well and stuff. I used to love that.
What about the Crystal Maze?
Crystal Maze, I like it, but it was, whatever.
What?
Yeah, it was all right.
I've never heard anyone say,
whatever.
I'd
be more of a Krypton Factor man myself than the Crystal Maze. And they still make the Crystal Maze, because Richard Iowati hosted it.
Yeah, he came back as well, yeah.
Tashiki's Castle, people are desperately trying to suss out.
Oh my God, Tashiki's Castle. No, it was a Gladiator-style thing. Someone's after texting in to say I'm gone mad. I'm not gone mad.
And by the way, John Anderson was the referee, the Scottish referee in Gladiators. Few people have texted that in.
Have you ever seen Tashiki's Castle?
Yeah.
Funniest thing ever. Brilliant. Yeah. We should do that here.
Yeah.
It's mad.
Just on the way into work. Not for any particular reason. Just create that. That's what you have to go through just to get to work every morning.